Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong, and that it's strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there. When the city seems to be without a friendly face, a lonely place, it's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all worthwhile when there's no day. singing. Troubles seem to up and disappear. You touch me with the love you're bringing. I can't really lose when you're near.
When you're near, my love.
If all my friends have forgotten half their promises, they're not unkind, just hard to find. One look at you and I know that I could learn to live without the rest. I've found the best. When there's no getting over that rainbow, when my smallest of dreams won't come true, I can't take all the madness the world has to give, but I won't last a day without you. When there's no getting over that rainbow, when my smallest of dreams won't come true, I can't take all the madness the world has to give, but I won't last a day without you.
The Carpenters on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I won't last a day without you. This program doesn't last without you, actually, so glad to have you with us. Before that, we had Frank Chaxfield and The Seduction. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien, still a little nasally around here, but I'm improving. Let's just put it that way. Welcome to SRE. Good to have you with us. Now let's talk about holidays you didn't know you needed to celebrate, beginning with March 10th. It's International Day of Awesomeness. You know that some Gen Xer came up with that one. We reclaimed the word years ago. International Find a Payphone Booth Day. Yeah, good luck with that. Middle Name Pride Day. You know, parade your middle name around a little bit. Yeah, why not? March 11th is Genealogy Day. That's the second Saturday in March. Also on the second Saturday of March is the International Fanny Pack Day. Don't ask me why. It's also one of two Johnny Appleseed days in the year. I think the other one is in September. Yeah. It's also Worship of Tools Day. I don't know why you would want to worship tools, except if you're grateful that they fixed something. You know, that's good. March 12th, this year it is Daylight Saving Time, beginning at 2 a.m. In most of the United States. Some don't participate. It's also Girl Scouts Day. It's also Oscar Night this year, if you care. And it's Plant a Flower Day, but it's a little too early to plant them outside. March 13th is Earmuff Day, although that's kind of coming to an end. It's Jewel Day, and I'm not sure if that's the singer or the gems. And it's also Smart and Sexy Day. Well, that's every day for me, of course. March 14th is Learn About Butterflies Day and National Potato Chip Day. It is also, of course, 314. 3.14 is pie, so it's Pie Day as well. So eat a piece of pie in honor of the math equation. March 15th is Buzzards Day. Yeah, the buzzards come back to Hinckley, Ohio that day, and they usually are right on time. It's Dumbstruck Day. It's also Everything You Think Is Wrong Day, and it's also the Ides of March. And then on March 16th, it's Absolutely Incredible Kid Day. That's the third Thursday of March every year. It's also Everything You Do Is Right Day, so it puts things in reverse. Freedom of Information Day and Giant Panda Bear Day. Proof that you can celebrate just about anything, any day of the year. And through the years, we will celebrate many more of these. Here's Lex de Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
When life gets too hectic, there's a place just for you. Right here, with smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and easy. Jimmy Haskell and the orchestra, put away your teardrops. Okay, put them away already, please. Thank you. Herb Alpert before that with the Tijuana Brass and their treatment of Carmen, the opera of many years ago. Jimmy Dale with All By Myself, Ronnie Aldridge and California Dreamin', and Lex de Azevedo and Through the Years. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Michigan. A 20-year-old hen from southern Michigan is being verified as the world's oldest chicken. Guinness World Records says a bantam chicken named Peanut has outlived every other chicken on the planet. Peanut was born in the spring of 2002 and was raised from birth by a retired librarian in Chelsea, Michigan. Her owner, Marcy Darwin, says Peanut is an intelligent chicken who answers to her name and enjoys watching TV while sitting on Darwin's lap. Darwin's advice for raising a long-living chicken is to make sure they get plenty of exercise and, of course, a healthy diet. Well, there you go. I mean, that's special. Now, meanwhile, Dictionary.com is adding 313 new terms and 130 new definitions to keep up with the ever-changing modern lexicon. By the way, do they still print dictionaries? I don't know. The online and mobile language resource adds new words and definitions and reworked definitions quarterly to keep up with how the English language is used in a modern context. The latest is a true update, another snapshot of what is happening in the world. New terms like hellscape and rage farming and trauma dumping signify a time of great angst and uncertainty, while dead ass and pet fluencer gain traction in pop culture. Hellscape is a place or a time that is hopeless, unbearable, or irredeemable. That's special. Meanwhile, rage farming is an informal noun, the tactic of intentionally provoking political opponents, typically by posting inflammatory content on social media in order to elicit angry responses and thus high engagement or widespread exposure for the original poster. In other words, it's narcissism. That's all it is. This is why we have Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Richard Holmes in Maryland on SRE.
Thank you.
City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Life in my soul when you need.
Barbara Streisand on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a song from an album titled Songbird. That was her 20th studio album in 1978. The title track reached number 25 on the Hot 100, spent 2 weeks atop the Adult Contemporary chart. The album includes Streisand's solo version of You Don't Bring Me Flowers, which she subsequently re-recorded with Neil Diamond later on and had a chart-topping hit with that. Before that, we had Frank Chaxfield in Too Much Heaven, and Richard Holmes did Marilyn. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Always nice to have you with us. Here's Henry Mancini on SRE.
Thank you.
There's friendly talk and music that's comfortable to listen to. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy. Ronnie Aldridge at the piano. There's no getting over me. No getting over me. Oh, that's a shame. Tony Hatch Singers before that. Someone Nice Like You. Norman Candler and You're a Lady. Mason Williams did Classical Gas. Lex de Acevedo and You Are So Beautiful. And Henry Mancini and What I Did for Love. I try to time things out on this program so that it works out pretty evenly, but we need 34 seconds of Jack Bogut influence here just to keep us on time.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
The whole show is influenced by him.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, great idea.
Okay, so there was the first 17 seconds. And there's the second 17. Into John Fox and the Entertainer on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
don't check your radio. Everything is fine. No technical difficulties here. The Electric Indian takes us up to the top of the hour with Kimo Sabe. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
To tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC,
does not show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.